This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:09. At 7:30, we're doing the Clusterfest announcement. So we've been talking about that for a couple of days now. Clusterfest is coming up in June. We're going to have three-day passes, which is very exciting. And Yuzi was telling, she hasn't shown me the list of who's performing it, but we'll tell you the lineup at 7:30.
Yeah, I think Bryn has some audio for it.
And you enjoyed, you thought it was a good lineup.
There's a couple on here that I thought, oh, I love those people.
So all the info coming up at about 7:30. We are going to start with the song Vinny was just talking about. The Black Keys have a new song. They're calling it a scorching, psychedelic new song called Low High. This is their first music in 5 years. Take it away, Bryn.
Are you talking to me right now?
Oh, yes. I'm so sorry. I am. I would love to hear the brand new song from the Black Keys called Low High.
Yes.
Turn up.
I can't get enough volume in this studio anymore. Down at the bar like a star in the holiday.
Nobody loves. Kind of stonesy sounding, I know.
Kind of ZZ
Top.
It reminds me of turn up to the spirit in the sky.
Dude! Blah, blah. That's what Michael said.
It's got that same fuzzy guitar and that same.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Our boss said, I said, it sounds kind of ZZ Top-y. And he goes, it sounds like Spirit in the Sky to me.
Mm.
That was the exchange. I went, oh, right.
I hear you ZZ Top too.
It's good.
A little stonesy off the first. For the first listen, I love some of these. Listen to this, these lines. Nobody to love you, nobody to care, nobody to drug you, no one to hold back your hair.
Same key, too, if you listen to the other song.
Oh, let's hear it. Totally sounds like it. Crank back onto the other one.
Probably the same fuzz box.
Probably. Same fuzz box, same progression. Nice. I like it. I wonder if they'll get in trouble for that. I wonder if they got permission ahead of time. This is first new Black Keys material in 5 years. Separately, they have been... It's just two dudes. Two main dudes, I guess. They've been working on a number of projects.
Arbox, the singer, guitar player. I don't know the other guy's name.
Patrick Carney.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't he marry somebody famous?
Patrick Carney?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about that. Like an actress or something?
I thought so.
Good for him.
It could be. Or maybe it was Dan who did it. Anyway, Auerbach launched Easy Eye Sound record label, and he has a bunch of stuff coming out and has already put out a bunch of stuff. Carney's also produced and recorded new music, so they have a bunch of different things that have been happening.
Well, I hope they tour this summer because that would be great to see them. They're good.
Yeah. So there you go. Your first little taste.
I want to say I saw them at the Fox in Oakland, and they were great.
Yeah, I remember that. Before I was like, who did you go see?
Mm-hmm.
Soundgarden's Bad Motorfinger.
It's a great album.
That's a great album.
It's the album that broke him, really.
Hey, yeah, real quick, back to Patrick Carney. He married Michelle Branch.
Oh, okay.
I love her.
Singer. Yeah. Are they still married?
Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, good.
They had
them.
A kid and stuff,
I
too,
believe
right?
So, yeah.
So Bad Motorfinger, they're calling this car seat karaoke.
Huh. Huh?
Car seat karaoke. It's not like that, you know. Was it, what's the James Corden thing called? Backseat karaoke? What's that called?
Carpool karaoke.
Carpool karaoke. This is called car seat karaoke. This little kid, 4 years old. It's not great for the radio necessarily, but we're going to put
for
this up.
For our television audience watching at RadioAlice.com, you're going
to
love this.
Yeah, no, we're not going to play it. I just want to...
Oh, they're not going
to
see it?
I'm going to refer you to Facebook.
Did you
the
hear
Sarah
it?
And Vinny page. Bryn
you
was...
You know what? It's more like lip sync. Not necessarily.
Oh, you can't karaoke. Hear him singing?
Here, I'll just play it right now for you.
All right, let's see this. So he's just a little kid, but he's just... Oh, yeah, you can't hear him at all.
He's doing Jesus Christ,
like what?
Oh, and he's just a little four-year-old.
It's adorable.
It is.
But this song is called Jesus Christ Pose, right?
Yep. So he's got the guitar going. He's just, it's just a little kind of placid little boy face going, rah, rah, rah. And he's doing this whole guitar thing with his hands. It's hilarious. Funny. So we're going to put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Yep.
That'll be a fun little thing for you to check out later.
Chris Cornell.
I know. Miss you so much. Hey, we were talking about radio and how we were so, you know, this is what we always wanted to do. I want to say farewell and thanks for everything, Bean, from the Kevin and Bean Morning Show.
Yeah.
He announced on the air yesterday that he is done.
Where is he going?
To England. I guess that he's an
is
English...
Is it a family?
Was born there.
Oh. I did not know that.
So he has tons of family, and I guess they go there often. He's got some fashion designer wife.
Mm.
And
is that right?
Apparently.
So he's got dough. I mean, other than that he was number one in market
in
two
LA.
For a long
right.
time. But I mean, yeah. She must be...
Yeah, I don't know what her name is. Karen, I think. Let me see if I can find it here.
What's his full name?
His name is Jean Bean Baxter. I don't know. I think Bean is just a nickname. I am not seeing her name here.
So Kevin's going to stay on and get a new partner.
I'm not sure.
Oh, you've got to imagine the guy's
right.
I'm having fun.
I'm still here. But yeah, so Bean announced yesterday that he's... And he actually says that Luke Perry's death was like a wake-up call for him. He's like...
Really?
Like he said all of these things that he wanted to do and that they had plans to do were just like this dot on the horizon. And he was like, I'm going to go do these things while I'm still young enough to enjoy them. I'm done with this. And so 30 years on the show.
Wow.
They started in 89.
And so what did he give? 2 weeks?
I do not know. I'm not seeing how long it'll be before he leaves. Maybe he's done yesterday. But he announced it at the 7 o'clock hour. And
they've had a weird setup for a while anyway.
They have. One of them is in Seattle.
Bean.
Oh, so Bean doesn't even live in L.A.
They've been doing it via cameras.
Mm.
That's how
for quite a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like I don't know if he just does it from his house.
I never heard why. I don't know anything about that, but good for him to call your shot and do it.
Right.
That's great.
I'm sorry. His wife's name is Donna Baxter.
Yeah, I can't exactly see what she's doing, but I came across an article that they were selling their home about a year and a half ago for $2 million.
Oh.
Looks like it's in Seattle.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. They're in Seattle, and he's been doing it via camera.
He's done at the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
So he's announced that 2019 is his last year. They gave him 9 months notice. So, as far as the rest of the show, I have no idea what their plans are. I'm sure maybe if he decided this week because of Luke Perry, I'm sure they're all like, what now? We've given you everything. We'll let you do the show from your house in Seattle.
Yeah. Well.
And now you're leaving.
Maybe, on the other hand, they've had enough fill-in help along the way where they're like, you know what? Cool, we'll move on because you clearly, you've been distant as it is for a while.
Mm.
It's hard.
Yeah, I actually think that, you know, sure, it would be tempting to work from home, but there's something about us being in this room together and,
right.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I think maybe we'd be too nice to each other if we were just on teleconference. Oh, you. You probably don't even have pants on.
Oh, bless your heart.
So anyway, congratulations to Kevin, to Bean, and to Kevin, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's psyched. But it's nice to be able to decide when you're done.
Call your shot.
Go out on
Absolutely.
Your own. I, you know, I hope for that myself. I would hate to walk into Michael Martin's office someday and be like, nah, you're all done and you don't get to say goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Get your stuff and get
you know,
out.
If that's the way it goes down, I'm just going to high five him. Grab my
thanks for everything.
Grab my highlighters and leave.
My highlighters. I want my calendar. I don't have anything else.
I don't really have much here anymore. We've learned
my
not to
Trivial
bring
Pursuit
stuff in.
Game.
Right.
My book. And on to absolutely terrible news. Alec Trebek has announced that he's been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He's 78 years old. They say 3% of people who have been diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer are still alive 5 years later. So he's 78. You know, it's my mother-in-law died of pancreatic cancer, and by the time they diagnosed it, she died a month later. Like, it was because they were just like, oh, we're going to change your diet. And I remember earlier that summer, the summer before she died, she's like, yeah, I just haven't been feeling good. And I'm working with a nutritionist now because the doctors can't figure out what it is. I'm like, I guess it's really difficult to diagnose.
My conversation at home when I was told this around the dinner table, I was like, oh, I think that's the bad one.
Mm.
And both my mom and Christina said, stage 4 is bad anywhere you get it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There isn't a good stage 4.
It's gone so far past where, you know, right. They may be able to aggressively. He goes, look, I'm under contract for 3 more years, so I have to stay alive. He's saying he's going to be, trying to be funny. He's saying he's going to try and work as much as he possibly can while this whole thing is ongoing.
He says
hi, everyone.
That.
I have some news to share with all of you, and it's in keeping with my longtime policy of being open and transparent with our Jeopardy fan base. Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working. And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
He's 78. He's been the host of Jeopardy since 1984.
You got to give him for 78. He looks damn good.
He looks
I don't know
amazing.
What kind of surgeries he does, yeah. If it's like, you know, smoothies or kombucha or... Who knows? Maybe he's a coffee enema guy, but he looks fantastic.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, I would have put him in his mid-60s.
Sure.
He looks great.
Yeah.
Anyway, 35 years he's been doing Jeopardy. So this is his 35th season. He took the job after almost 2 decades of hosting other game shows in Canada and then in the United States. I guess he moved to the U.S. in 73. And became the host of a new NBC show called The Wizard of Odds.
I hadn't heard of it either.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how long that was on. Then he worked on a variety of game shows until the early 80s before landing the Jeopardy gig. Jackpot, High Rollers, the $128,000 question. Is that one up from the $64,000 question?
I suppose.
So... And they talk about his mustache when he shaved it off in the early 2000s. Everyone freaked out. Last year, he told, TMZ that he was seriously considering retiring, but later he did sign a 3-year extension.
Yeah. Later he went, oh, that was just me negotiating my new deal.
He took a brief medical leave in 2018. He had surgery for blood clots on his brain after taking a nasty fall. They call that, subdural hematoma.
Wasn't that here?
Was he here in town?
Ooh, that sounds familiar. And he was at a hospital in the North Bay?
Wasn't that here?
That sounds right, Vinny.
Not that I want to own that, you know, he fell on our cement, but I just, as you said that, I went, I think that.
Oh, so he fell here and was treated here?
I think. You know how these stories are.
They never aired any episodes with a guest host. He also suffered mild heart attacks in 07 and 12. So he's had his share of medical... I mean, the dude's 78.
Right.
He may look great, but he's still 78 years old.
Right. And, you know, it's easy to say that... And I give him all the credit in the world. It's easy to say, though, that he's going to work through this. He hasn't had chemo yet.
He hasn't begun to fight. How awful to find. Imagine that. You know, I haven't been feeling good, and they finally come down with a diagnosis of, oh, stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
I get it, though. I can totally see, you know, God forbid something happens to one of us, and you find yourself going, I have a show to do. Mm-hmm. This doesn't fit at all in what I got going on.
Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years. So help me. Keep the faith, and we'll win.
That's a good
we'll get
attitude.
It done.
I hope
Thank
you do, Alex. It's funny because Ken Jennings, the guy who won all that gajillions of dollars, didn't he do like 31 episodes before he was kicked off?
He had a good run.
He tweeted, Alex is, in a way, the last Cronkite, an authoritative, reassuring TV voice you hear every night, almost to the point of ritual. Alex is very aware of how much he means to millions of people and how he will be, and how we will be pulling for him. I hope that's a comfort. And I hope some very good LA oncologists are getting ready to have their mispronunciations corrected. Hilarious.
Well, he owns the 7 o'clock hour in America, right?
Sure does.
So there was an incident that occurred, Vinny, but Alex was staying in a hotel room and a woman went in his room and burglarized his room.
Oh,
that's what happened
that situation
here.
Was. Yeah.
That
was
robbed.
I see.
Okay.
And that, so do, what are you seeing anything about the fall?
No. Says he was asleep with his wife in a room. And,
oh, boy.
He woke to see a dark silhouette. It was a woman.
Mm.
I think she stood trial for it. No, but I don't see anything on.
All right. Well, it was here. Okay.
And this is just interesting in how we've changed the way we treat diseases, I guess. Lucille Ball, who died in 1989, 30 years ago, she died from a rupture of her aorta. But she may have been dealing with heart issues for years before that. There's a show on the Reels channel. Do you watch
this? I love that channel, yes.
Called Autopsy, The Last Hours Of.
Uh-huh. They do that show, and, you know, they talk about Whitney Houston. There was one on Chris Farley, Jim Belushi, all kinds of people that have passed away, sort of.
So they
Either
somehow get the autopsy results and then talk about what must have led to...
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Boy. Well, they're saying, I guess on the show, this guy, Michael Hunter, is saying, as early as 1984, Lucy was being treated for her heart condition with amyl nitrate. We know them as poppers.
Poppers?
Yeah. They're liquid inhalants. You get an intense buzz, and they became popular as like a sex aid, they're even saying here.
Mm.
But poppers are what that guy in the hotel room was doing, the KTLA guy.
And people had said to us that they're popular in the gay community.
Like, okay. Yeah, I don't know too much about amyl nitrate.
Scott.
The only thing I know about him is that, yeah, we'll ask Scott if he knows about poppers.
Because girls say no to stuff.
So this Dr. Hunter says that originally amyl nitrate was a prescription drug to treat pain in the chest.
Oh.
They would give you that, and somehow that would be
Can you imagine
helpful.
If John said, you know what we should do? He'd be like, no, you get your 8 minutes and then you get off me.
Yeah. I'm not having it.
Poppers.
I want to pop you one. I'll give you a pop, all right.
If you're offing me drugs, I might be like, all right, well, I guess
really?
I'll try it.
Wow.
You know me, I'll try anything. Except math. I'm never trying that. Anyway, this Dr. Hunter,
move,
thank you.
I'm glad that's where you draw the
that
line.
That is where I draw the line, you said. As you know.
Sheesh.
Anyway.
Would you rather heroin or meth?
I neither one, actually. Maybe I'll draw the line of heroin.
There's not a winner in that bunch.
No.
Because I just know myself. I don't need to be addicted to anything else.
No.
I have enough problems. And amyl nitrate? No thanks. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I'll do some fast facts. I've also got some important news about this upcoming weekend. you don't want to miss.
Mm.
And more after.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 6:36. There's a lot happening on the show today. We have the Clusterfest announcement. We have Clusterfest three-day passes. We've got that trip to Alani to get somebody all set up for, get you qualified, plus the four-man, possibly five-man movie review of Captain Marvel coming up at 9:15. Oh, my God. Does it get any better? Oh, well, yes, it does. The ANN is about to take over.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. You can listen to this show on the app Radio.com. It's an app. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
All right, so we'll begin with the weather. It looks like we're clear. There may be a chance, a small chance for a shower or two today. I got a little bit of
little sprinkles on the way in.
Yeah, a little bit on the way in.
Starry sky, though, at my house. I'm like, oh, my God, the stars are out.
I think we're clear through Saturday. I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God. Do it.
I think we'll see maybe a little bit of showers on Saturday. There's a chance for some next week on Tuesday, and then we're clear.
You're saying winter ends Tuesday.
After Tuesday.
Winter ends Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You're saying winter ends
spring,
Wednesday.
I'm saying spring's here Wednesday after the, and I think we're not going to be dealing with these, what do they call them? The atmospheric rivers anymore after Tuesday.
You have spoken. I buy it. I'm
in. Predicting it.
No, winter's leaving, Jon Snow.
That was Ned.
That was Ned Stark?
Correct, yes. Oh. Season one.
Listen, yeah. Eddard Stark.
Well, that's all he was in, right?
Yeah. Oh, come on.
That's it,
oh,
man.
Spoiler! I'm so sorry.
So, there may be a little bit of rain this Saturday. Also, Saturday night, Sunday morning. Technically, it's Sunday morning. Daylight saving time begins. Mm. So, we will spring forward. And I think all the bar hoppers get an extra hour of drinking, right?
No, they get one less hour of drinking. When it's 1 o'clock, it springs to 2 o'clock.
Oh, what a burn.
Yeah.
Oh.
And when we are sitting here Monday morning at 6:38, it's still going to be pitch blackout.
Oh, all right.
It's light right now, ish.
Well, sorry, my bar and drinking game and math game, frankly, are all off. So.
Your DJ game is strong, though, Vinny.
Thank you.
Let's make a point to figure out the math and say it's supposed to be
yes.
5 o'clock.
Yuzi loves that. Yuzi loves that. So, but it's really 6 o'clock.
Every year I do it to Yuzi because I know she hates it so much.
She's like, no, it's really the time it really is.
Yeah, there's
God,
no.
She's such a baby about it.
Oh, okay.
Supposed to be.
It's me, right?
No, it's a super fun argument. You
I
guys
love
should
it.
Do that
I
all
totally
the time.
Agree.
It's absolutely
it's
great.
Love to figure it out. What would it be if it was yesterday?
Is it in China? Come on.
It's 16 hours ahead.
I would like to ask you your true opinion of hipsters.
I don't have an opinion. I'm fine with them because I have two at my house. So
you do?
Well, Sean is a hipster for sure. Riley's more of a total nerd, but Sean is a total, like, I have to love him, right? He's my kid.
Does he have a curly mustache?
He doesn't, but he did man bun his hair. Oh, my God, I shouldn't say
that. Oh, no, and he didn't.
Well, he didn't, you know, it didn't become a trend, thank God. But it was pretty freaking funny when I saw it. I'm like,
Oh, funny.
And then, you know, he's, you know, the hipsters, they're always hip to the music before you are. Meanwhile, he's, you know, he's like, oh, my God, Beck's third album. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, who's the hipster now? I'm the hipster.
Oh, he's going to love the new Black Keys.
Yeah. Oh, he loves the Black Keys.
Okay.
Actually.
So he's going to be into that. Well, anyway, the reason I ask is...
Because he's a hipster.
I didn't
you
know,
little hipster.
I didn't know Yeah Right would be considered a hipster, but what... The I don't know if it's ironic, but here are people who seem to think they're on the cutting edge of style and and what's cool, but unfortunately, they don't see that they all look the same.
Yeah.
And you go, man, y'all got the same beards and wear the same pants and drink the same drinks. You're just copying each other.
Excessy rebellion. You're drinking what they're selling.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a guy, MIT, the smart people, a team of researchers.
Oh, do they have a bunch of hipsters there? Probably not,
posted
right?
a study on the hipster effect about how hipsters tend to gravitate towards similar fashion trends and all look the same.
Mm. They do. You can pick a hipster out of a lineup.
You
for
don't
sure.
need to be an MIT researcher
hat on.
To see that these cats are all doing the same thing, and it's got to be
emo
weird.
Look on their face. They got the the hoodie on, slightly baggy pants.
Oh, I think the baggy pants are no. It's the tight pants.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
those
it's
are
the almost... skinny jeans.
Oh, you think?
Oh God! Yeah,
oh God! My kid won't touch them. Well, he's a new hipster then. He's doing the baggy pants.
Well, good. He's breaking away from the uniform.
Oh, it's funny.
Anyway.
Those skinny jeans are... I actually think those look pretty good on people.
Certain people.
Skinny people.
Well, I think that actually sort of a cleaner silhouette looks good. Those super tight ones, nothing good about that. Where you see the knob of the guy's knee.
I kind of like that.
Or more.
You right. see all their knobs.
What are you smuggling, dude? What is that? And I don't want to see it. Can you put something, some kind
it's
of...
It's where I keep my grapes for snacking.
Yuzi's a fan, though, I think.
Yeah, Yuzi likes to see the tight jeans on boys. Tight pants. Sure. Well, you get a good idea what they got going on. You can see their knobby knees.
Yeah. Oh, you're trying to see balls and wiener? Is
sure,
that what you're into?
Yes, that's what I'm into.
Right. That John Hamm Absolutely. Thing up for a while. The
yeah, but those are in like those are in chinos. Like
he
has to wear big ones because he didn't have a lot of he needs room.
He can't do skinny jeans.
Right.
You guys
He'd actually cut the circulation off to
the one Jimmy G picture.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that you're into that?
I thought it was pretty funny.
Dude, that thing wraps around the guy's hip.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's ridiculous.
God.
Well, it does, Bryn.
He's ours too.
Yeah.
Starting this year.
Great.
Niners are going to have a good season.
Okay.
Anyway, after they posted this study, the researchers at MIT posted a study on the hipster effect, and it's about how hipsters tend to gravitate towards similar fashion trends and all look the same. And then after they posted this study, someone complained about the stock photo they used of a hipster with a beard wearing a knit cap. The guy who complained said, I'm the model in that photo, and I'm upset that you're implying that I'm a generic hipster. This is where it gets fun. It turns out he's not the guy.
Because they all look so much the same, he thought it was him.
It
that
turns
is
out
hilarious.
It was a different model in the photo who just looks like him.
It's true. Well, isn't that the whole hipster thing? They want to know the cool thing before anyone else does it. As soon as everybody else is on it, they're off it.
The guy was angry at them for implying he's a generic hipster who looks like every other hipster. And it turns out he's such a generic hipster, he couldn't even tell himself apart from the random dude with a beard.
That is so excellent.
And the researchers joked that you've proved our point. Hipsters do look alike.
Yeah. Hypothesis proved.
Right. How embarrassing. Here's a couple fast facts. It's
really
so embarrassing,
funny.
Dude. Like, don't you just go and cut your beard off right then?
Oh, that's funny.
Fast facts. I love fast facts.
This is... Sorry, I should have said, how about a game?
Oh, a game! Yay!
Woo!
I love games! It has to be multiple choice, Vinny. You can't
Huma?
Just make me pull some
no, here, no, no. I'm not here, doing here. Multiple choice. It's movies, though.
Oh, okay. So, Hooman's playing this game.
Well, you are, too.
All right.
Only three movies have won all of the big five Oscars.
Oh.
I know one of them.
That's Best Picture, Director, Actor, Actress, and Best Adapted or Original Screenplay. That's the big five.
That's right.
Oh, all right.
So one
Which
of them,
three movies have won the big five? Your turn to talk.
One of them is One Flew Over the Cuckoo Nest.
Correct.
Oh, good one.
Is Golden Pond on there, on Golden Pond?
Nope.
Is Boy,
my big fat Greek wedding.
No, that didn't win. That didn't win Best Picture. You got to think about Best Picture films.
Are they all
what
like older
the hell?
Ones?
How about Eve?
Older ones or is there
no?
Anything
one of them is fairly current.
Oh.
I think we would probably find out it's older than we think.
The King's
but
Men.
We would still
the
consider
King's
it
speech.
Current.
Yeah.
And one is really old. Oh, in fact, oh. I'll give you the name.
Gone
Clark
with the Wind.
Gable.
Gone oh, with Gone with the Wind.
No, It Happened One Night.
Oh, wow. I don't even think
is
I've seen
in
that
the list of three movies that won the five big Oscars. So it's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, It Happened One Night starring Clark Gable.
What year?
And
Forrest what year? Gump?
No.
What year?
I don't know, but it's
Was it
Gladiator?
No.
Oh.
No, you got to think about a movie that had not only Best Picture, but it had a strong female lead and a strong male lead. Yeah.
Best
two...
Picture, director, actor, actress, and original screenplay.
It's tough.
That movie Madonna starred in.
No.
Desperately Seeking Susan?
Yeah. Is it a movie you think we've all seen?
I know for a fact you, well,
Star
you
is
may
born
have
with Barbara
skipped
Streisand.
It, but everyone else.
Oh, so it's a horror movie.
Without a question.
Is it?
I've seen it.
It's not Get Out, is it?
No.
No, that's the current.
All right.
You say you're making it sound like a scary movie.
It's scary.
Or is it an Antichrist movie?
No.
I know
movie?
What it is. The Silence of the Lambs.
It is Silence of the Lambs.
Did you see that, Hooman?
I only saw part of it. And
yeah, it's too scary for you. That's a scary
it is
one.
Awful movie.
Jodie Foster.
And Hannibal Lecter.
Uh-huh.
1991.
Oh, wow.
Which...
I can't believe that was 1991.
In reality, yes, that's old. But
30 years almost.
Right.
It's incredible. How is 1991 30-something years ago?
A bunch of our listeners were guessing.
We're guessing it. Yeah. That's good.
That's fun, right?
Mm-hmm. I was trying to think of Desperately Seeking Susan. I was just trying to be funny because I figured we'd never get
never
it.
Never get it.
To save money during World War I, Woodrow Wilson got rid of the White House groundskeepers and kept a flock of 48 sheep on the lawn to chew the grass up.
Oh, my God. Hilarious.
And one last one because it's local, kind of. Pixar animated 20,622 balloons to carry the house in the movie Up. Huh. Even the ones on the inside of the giant bunch that you can't see.
Really?
Yeah. They do so much work on those, what we consider, well, we call them animated, but I mean, they're like cartoons.
Yeah.
But they do so much work.
That's incredible.
And didn't we hear, like, Tangled, because of the girl's
hair,
because of Rapunzel's hair, they spent $200,000 making that film because...
Just on the hair part.
They had to make the hair look correct.
Right. I thought you...
You mean 200 million, right?
What did I say?
You said 200,000.
Right, sorry, million, yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying they just spent that on the hair. Didn't they have to come up with some whole new way to animate because of the hair?
There was a whole
some,
thing.
Like, new innovation?
For the Rapunzel movie, which, by the way, is
it's
very
a great
good.
Movie.
Very, very good.
I actually
good.
Enjoyed that movie. That was maybe one of the last kid movies I ever had to sit through.
And I would love to tell you I didn't shed a tear, but I did.
Well, of course you did.
Like a loser.
Well, like a father.
God, you gotta be kidding me.
It happens now. We were talking about this yesterday at my house. Bryn cries all the time at stuff now, too.
You do?
And Jeez, Anita, Bryn. Who just is like a stone inside.
I love how she just makes stuff up all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not making this up. Anita, every time they go out to the movies, Anita turns and looks at him and goes, "Are you crying?" And
that's
he's
rough.
Like, so what?
Soulless.
Yeah, he says he's crying all the time because he's a daughter too.
Why cry when it's
all the
you know,
time?
When
crying and crying.
Well, the movies
it.
Do it.
Sobbing.
They truly like go right inside.
They know
and
how
poke
to get
you in the back of the eye to make the tears fall out.
Oh, is that what
something?
It is? Not just grabbing and squeezing your heart.
I don't know what you're talking
mm-hmm.
about.
Mm-hmm.
But I did. That one got me.
It'd probably get you too, Bryn. I don't know if you've seen that one yet, but you might want to avoid it
because
of the crying. No.
No.
Rapunzel.
Rapunzel. Have you seen that one
well,
yet?
Up. Oh, my God.
It's called Tangled.
If you're not crying in the first 5 minutes of Up,
Tangled.
There's something wrong with you.
Well,
anytime I usually, you know, I'm like, oh, I feel like crying. Let me go put Up on. Oh, I only need 5 minutes of it.
Up sort of hits you somewhere where you don't even think
no,
you
have.
You could be anymore, which is that like, meet someone young and love them your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Most
and
of
go
us
through the ups and downs.
Left that behind long ago, that ideal thing. And most of us are like, yeah, you got to stick and move for a while. And yet, there you are. they loved each other the whole time.
The whole time. There was never a time when they didn't love each other.
Oh, my God.
She made him the whole album.
She just grabbed him and said, I like you. And then they were together forever. Right?
What, are you trying to make me cry?
Well, right?
Are you going to cry?
No.
No, I'm talking to Bryn.
Oh, Bryn. No, Bryn, are you crying?
Bryn, about that?
Are you crying?
You know, I was thinking about... I knew Anita in high school, and she was just like this square. And I was like, eh, you know.
She was a square.
She was a total square.
Oh, so what, so you shined her on.
You have to say something mean about her because she's always calling you on the crime?
What's happening here? That she's the love of my life now. But we were in high school together in homeroom.
And you shined her on.
She was right behind me every day.
Before she blossomed, you were
she was a smart and very, you know, a good student. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't.
You want to know part of that.
So my baby mama would always come into homeroom and be like, hey, where's Bryn? And she'd be like, oh, he's not here today again.
Oh, she, because she sat behind you, would be the answer.
She knew where my homeroom was.
So you had a baby with some other girl from your homeroom. And then you...
No. She wasn't in... Yeah, she
was coming to homeroom to she was find
older
Bryn.
Than, she was a year older than me. So she would come to my class and be like,
oh, you got an older woman.
Yo, Anita, where's Bryn?
I don't know where he is.
Yeah.
He's in my
bed. Cell phones
He's in my bed
time,
25
so.
Years from now. That's where
oh,
he is.
Oh, damn. Do you think, did Anita have eyes for you back then?
I don't know. She always liked Bryn.
Yeah.
And they dated.
Who said that?
Anita did.
You never asked
her? You never talked to Anita.
Sure, I did.
That.
Wait,
then
let me
you
ask you something.
Went out, yes. And then you were apart
See,
for a long
you go,
time.
Lying again.
Oh, my God. Okay.
You haven't asked
you
her that when we were in high school together in homeroom, did you like me? You never asked her that?
I didn't know. I that's a good question.
I did, and I'm going to ask her again.
Why don't we just call her right now?
I should ask her.
Yeah, we should call her.
Wouldn't that be interesting to find out that she was like way back then already pining for you?
You know, I'm sure everybody was like out. There's so many options in high school, right? So,
how many boys has she dated in her life?
Just Bryn.
Talk about that. That's her
literally just
Bryn. I'm not going to talk about that.
Literally,
I'm not going to talk about. It.
You know that to be fact.
She's dated.
Has she?
She's gone on a date and stuff.
You're sure she has, but you don't have any.
What?
She did love you.
How much info you want me to give?
He's the guy from Up. Except that
I'm the guy from Up.
But he didn't know that.
Except until later.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Good for you, though. And good for her.
Yeah. I mean, it worked out.
She got her white whale.
She landed you. She's got you lashed to the ship now, buddy. She's going to cut the blubber off of you and make it into lipstick.
Good for her.
Or candles.
Or candles,
whatever she makes.
Yeah.
She played the long game and won.
I guess so. If you look I feel like I won. All right, I'll put it.
No, I understand.
That's so sweet, but she really won. You lost.
But if she was
game over, man.
You are in a mood today,
yeah,
Sarah.
You are feisty. But if she had her eye on you back then she long gamed you and it
I don't
worked
think
out.
She had her eye on me.
Yes,
back then.
She did, yes, Bryn. Oh my gosh,
I don't
she
think she
always
did.
Loved
Why
you.
Why are you lying right now?
I'm not lying.
Why
I truly
just
feel
tell the
that.
Truth?
Why? How would I know that? I never
you
asked the question,
knew
and
that.
She never gave me that, like, you know.
Well, I asked
hint
the question.
Of hey, you know.
She always loved you.
Oh my god!
You asked,
god.
Or are you making this up?
They might be making it up.
All right.
No, I feel like.
Yeah. She's
how long have
up,
I known
sure.
you, Bryn? 10 years.
Yeah.
We've
yeah,
had a lot of long conversations,
Isn't that crazy?
And she's
10 years.
Always been into you.
Yeah. Well, they dated, and then they didn't date for a long time, and then they got back together. Like she was into him.
Well,
the whole
were
time.
You just getting back with her when you started here?
Yeah, we were talking.
Well, I would always tell him he
official.
Wasn't going to get any better than her.
Yeah, whom would always say,
dude,
yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You're
Who
about
messing
to get famous.
Around, man.
Stop it. Stop
Who
it.
Said that?
Hooman.
Hooman was trying
what
to talk
doing?
Him out
well,
of love.
Hooman's the great balance because Yuzette's over there saying, you're never going to get anything better than that. And Hooman's like, dude, never settle down, man.
That's right.
Free like a bird. Free like a bird.
Free like a bird.
That's the only reason I said you lost because the game's over.
He did lose.
No.
Well, and I lost, too. Everybody lost.
Hey, can I ask a question about you being the best bachelor in the Bay Area for 2019?
We should stay focused on Bryn.
No, I mean, this is along the lines. My question is it an insult if you don't make the list next year if you're still single?
Oh.
Mm. No, you don't. It's an on, like.
Oh, they never do the same people?
Yeah, they never do the same people.
Oh.
So they're just highlighting random.
Well, not random. Badasses. Don't say random.
Random. Whoever was available for that photo.
Yeah,
go ahead and the next 10 single people who walk by our offices, we're roping them in here.
Hey, you.
Here comes who?
Clint Eastwood, Human Khalili. Badasses.
That's right.
You know.
That's right. It's random.
Rare air up there.
Wow.
Wow is right.
Right.
You should start campaigning now to be the first recurring bachelor.
No, I did it this one time. They asked me like 8 years ago. I said no, and I said yes this time. That's it.
Who decides, though?
There's an editor-in-chief. I think her name is Erin of the Knob Hill Gazette.
Oh. Oh, hold on.
Too late. She missed her window. Anyway, back to Anita.
No, back now to the done. Text. Oh, right, no, we are out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with R. Kelly's Freak Out.
Ugh.
Part 2, I think, aired yesterday, right?
I thought it aired today.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, I'm losing track of
Me
days.
Me too. I started thinking
It's Thursday.
About
it's yeah. Friday Eve, Vinny.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.